The National Institutes of Health, or NIH, has come under increasing scrutiny for its policies that allow government scientists to accept consulting fees from drug companies. Congress held hearings on the subject earlier in the year, and the NIH has enacted tougher restrictions. But according to a story in today's Los Angeles Times, those conflicts of interest are having a direct effect on consumers. David Willman wrote the story and joins us now. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And David, you focus in particular on one scientist from NIH. This is Dr. H. Brian Brewer, and his work on behalf of the drug Crestor. This is a cholesterol medication whose safety is now being called to account. Tell us a bit about him and what the problem is there.
Well, Dr. Brewer is a prominent cholesterol expert in this country who works at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. He, through his NIH position, has participated in the drafting of guidelines to physicians nationwide on the point at which patients should be treated for high levels of cholesterol. Dr. Brewer, what we pointed out in today's article, while he's been a participant in these deliberations, has been a paid consultant to actually a total of four companies that were either marketing or developing cholesterol medications, including the manufacturer of a rather new cholesterol drug called Crestor.
So the question then would be whether Dr. Brewer's ties with the drug companies may have affected the impartiality of his research and his guidelines on how to reduce cholesterol?
Well, the difficulty there is that one can never be sure what motivates a person. And Dr. Brewer has been a prominent promoter of this drug, Crestor. He wrote an article for a scientific journal that was published just as AstraZeneca was rolling out Crestor to the U.S. market, which praised its risk-benefit profile. We point out in today's article that AstraZeneca has distributed copies of this article to physicians nationwide, and the article identifies Dr. Brewer only in his capacity as a expert at the National Institutes of Health. It does not disclose that he was a paid consultant to AstraZeneca.
Dr. Brewer referred you for comment to the NIH. What did they say about what you're alleging here?
What the NIH points out is that Dr. Brewer's compensation activity there with AstraZeneca and with all of these other companies was approved in advance in compliance with NIH rules. They also pointed us to the existence of correspondence between Dr. Brewer and the director of NIH, Dr. Elias Zerhouni, in which Dr. Zerhouni, to some extent, takes Dr. Brewer to task for not making clear that his article was written in his private capacity and not in his capacity as a NIH scientist.
And as I understand it, he's no longer accepting payment from the drug companies in question here.
That's what we are told.
The NIH has imposed new restrictions, as we mentioned. How far do you think those may have gone in fixing some of the problems that you write about today?
That remains to be seen. Director Zerhouni has, at various intervals within the last 12 months, announced various initiatives. He has declared that he has told the directors of the NIH's 27 research institutes and centers that he forthwith did not want them accepting compensation from pharmaceutical or biotechnology companies. That was in response to our article 1 year ago. He has announced that he also wants to prohibit the scientific directors and the clinical research directors at each of those institutes and handful of other officials at each institute from accepting compensation. However, that has yet to be implemented.
David Willman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
David Willman is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. At our request, the NIH issued a statement in response to his story today. It's read here by NIH Deputy Director Dr. Reynard Kington.
We've stated publicly that our own review of our ethics program has identified significant problems, and we are committed to fixing them. We anticipate having new, more restrictive regulations in place within 6 weeks. We've increased our oversight activities under the current rules, including centralizing review of all outside activities with industry and expanding to over 700 the number of staff who must file public financial disclosure forms. We're also carefully reviewing every case in which there is evidence that an employee may have violated our rules. And if employees are found to have violated rules, there'll be a penalty. The bottom line is that we'll put into place a new comprehensive system of ethics oversight for NIH. Nothing is more important to us than adherence to the highest ethical standards in the conduct of our science.
That's NIH Deputy Director Reynard Kington.